Well, as we've been discussing, Governor Whitmer came out at the behest, quite frankly, of the medical community, asking all of us to make some additional sacrifices. She wanted schools to have a two-week pause on in-person learning as the kids came back, at least at the high school level, from spring break. She wanted athletics to take a two-week pause as well. A lot of those things have already been either dismissed, or they have politely said no thank you, or they have already kind of taken some of those steps on the local level. But what's happening in our hospitals and in the medical community is still very much a concern as we are in the midst of this fourth surge. Brian Peters is following it all as the CEO of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association and can kind of give us the truly 40,000-foot view of what's happening across the state of Michigan in terms of these surges. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. Thank you for having me again. Appreciate it.
Some really troubling stories out of the Detroit Free Press and Bridge, Michigan this morning with testimonials from people that have gone into ERs. A woman named Colleen waited 7 hours in the ER with just incredibly painful kidney stones and was quoted as saying, you know, you get used to being in and being privileged and not being in pain. But she says everybody in that room was miserable. There were people just keeled over in their seats over puke buckets. Not a pleasant visual. Another couple took 90-year-old father in for treatment after he had a fall, and they waited, were told it could be 3, 4, or 5 hours before he got treatment. Are these outliers, or is this right now the state of the nation in terms of our ERs?
Well, certainly when you look at the numbers in the last couple of weeks, we are now surpassing our record high numbers in terms of hospital emergency department visits related to COVID-19. And that's even looking back to some of the earlier surges in 2020. And so certainly it's one of a number of metrics that we're watching. Close to 4,000 Michiganders are now inpatients in our Michigan hospitals with COVID-19. That's about a 365% increase since March 1st. So as you alluded to, we are raising the red flag. Here we go again in terms of yet another surge related to this pandemic. And it's why I think you heard the governor last week say what she did. It's why you're going to continue to hear our hospital leaders raise the flag and say, we need all Michiganders to do the right thing in terms of masking, social distancing, hand hygiene, and most importantly, Guy, we need everyone to get their vaccine. Now it's open to everyone 16
no
and over. Got to do that.
Brian, it's so important, and it is truly a race. That's not just a metaphor. But as we look at this, I know many in the medical community were hoping for something quite definitive from the governor. She ended up not issuing a health order or an edict. She made a request and a recommendation with a warning. Was that enough for the medical community? What was the reaction to that within the healthcare industry?
Well, certainly our Board of Trustees, which will be meeting later this week, will talk about that very issue. I know that right now, our focus has been on treating those who are showing up at our facilities, but also, again, through all of our communications, whether there is a formal mandate in place or not, at the state, local, or federal level, Michiganders have it within their power to help us join this fight. And it's by doing those things that I just mentioned. Again, whether or not we're required to socially distance or required to get a vaccine through some sort of a mandate, those are things we can do voluntarily, and that's going to help move the needle. And so that's where we stand today. I'll tell you that one main difference between the current surge and our earlier surges is the fact that we now have a much more powerful tool in our toolbox than we did in those previous surges, and
sure,
that is the vaccine. That's where our focus really has to lie, and I'm very proud of the fact that many of our member hospitals and health systems throughout the state have certainly been leading the charge on the administration of vaccine. You know, the 5 million plus vaccines that have been administered to date in Michigan, a very large portion of those have been administered by our hospitals. So that is going to continue to be a real focus for our membership.
As good as the vaccine rollout has been, we did see a troubling poll come out suggesting that perhaps as high as 36% of frontline healthcare workers were declining the vaccination. And we can say, well, this is America, and they reflect that segment of America that is still hesitant and nervous about it. And yet it kind of sets a bad example and gives those that are anti-vaccine, you know, an excuse to point to. What do you think is behind it, and what can we do to get those vaccination levels up within the industry? And is it going to take perhaps a mandate at some point?
Well, Guy, it's a very timely question. I think that's an issue that not only our member hospitals and health systems are now grappling with, but quite frankly, all Michigan employers. Do you require a vaccine? Do you mandate that before you can return to in-office work, for example? But when you look at this question, I think you can break our population, whether they are hospital employees or not, into three categories: those who have been eager to step forward and get the vaccine, those at the other end of the spectrum, the anti-vaxxer crowd, if you will, who are going to be very tough to convince no matter what. And then you've got a number of folks, and I think our hospital employees that you mentioned fall into this category, that they're on the fence a bit. They're waiting to see how this plays out. And I will tell you that the data now is very convincing. 99% effectiveness of the COVID vaccine in terms of preventing serious illness and hospitalization. And Guy, when we look at the hospitalization numbers that I mentioned earlier, that is coming from non-vaccinated Michiganders. It is not being driven by folks who've had the vaccine. Very, very minimal in Michigan and across the entire country. Very minimal evidence that anyone who's had the vaccine will come down with COVID-19. And so it is very effective, and that's why we need to focus on getting more people vaccinated.
And yet some of these horrible people online that want to spread disinformation are using the story that said that there have been 246 cases of so-called breakthrough cases, people that were fully vaccinated and still got it, and they're circulating that as evidence that the vaccine doesn't work, when if they would just take the time to use the little calculator on their phone, they would find out that's 14/1,000ths of 1% of the 1.8 million people who have been vaccinated. I mean, that's the story that's not getting out, and yet there are people trafficking in garbage out there to try to erode the confidence in what should be a story of an American miracle.
Well, I couldn't have said it better. Guy, you're exactly right. We've seen this movie before, of course, with the traditional flu vaccine, and we have an uphill battle every fall dealing with those who, as you said, may deal in misinformation or half-truths to discourage folks from being vaccinated. So we've had experience in this realm, and now going forward, really, we're going to have to double down and make sure folks understand what the data and the anecdotal evidence is telling us, and it's telling us the vaccine is safe and effective.
And Brian, very quickly before I have to let you go, when you have this meeting with your board later on this week, do you think that they will ask the governor to take more definitive action other than just recommendations?
Well, I won't speak for our board or project what they might say. I think we're going to spend a lion's share of our meeting talking about how hospitals and health systems can do our part, as we have been from day one of the pandemic, and also in terms of our messaging. We want to be on the same page with the governor and other leaders about calling on Michiganders to do the right thing. Again, whether that's mandated, whether that's voluntary, we're all in this together at the end of the day, and we want to be a team player.
Amen, Brian. And we appreciate you being on that team and sharing your time with us.
Thank you so much, Guy. Stay safe.
You too. Brian Peters, the CEO of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, with troubling news. Be prepared to wait if you're going to the ER, because this is now trickling down to all of us, even if we don't have COVID.